Here's Jakarr Sampson. Beautiful little runner. Finishes strong, and he'll have an opportunity for one more.
That's a key word that you just mentioned on your play-by-play description, strong.
Here's Walt Lemon Jr., top of the key. Kicks it over to Mulder. Mulder puts the ball on the ground into the lane. Finishes with the right hand.
Nice smooth move there by against Troy Brown, who kind of was getting caught falling backwards at that one, going towards the baseline.
Sampson with a nice behind-the-back pass. Kicks over to Mulder for three. Yes, sir. Second one for Michael Mulder. He's got an early 8 points. Sampson brings it across midcourt. Mulder fires immediately for three. Yes, sir. Knocks it down, does Michael Mulder.
I think Michael Mulder must listen to me. Keep the three-point streak going.
Over to Brown Jr. Brown Jr. is stripped by Joe Kilgore and handled by Sampson. Sampson, he's going to go all the way right into the body of the oncoming defender from the go-go. He converts, Bulls lead by five. Here's CJ Fair, puts the ball on the ground, working on Robinson, and finishes with the left hand.
And it's kind of scary that Devin Robinson coming off the bench here tonight. That's probably the worst six-man matchup you want to have if you're Windy City, but a good job there from Fair in the paint.
8-point lead here for the Windy City Bulls. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. on the block. Little left-handed hook. Nice move.
The bank is open, and the deposit for two is successful at the transaction.
Hall. No hesitation. He knocks down the long jumper. That one's for three. Welcome to the game, Farrakhan Hall.
In the words of our guy, Jonathan, and oh, my brother, Farrakhan Hall.
Farrakhan Hall brings it across midcourt. Drops it off to Joe Kilgore. Kilgore right back to Farrakhan Hall. He kicks it over to Fair in the corner. Mulder for three. Yes, Michael Mulder, three for three from downtown. Here's Kilgore working on Allen. Goes into the lane, little jump hook, and gets the roll.
This kind of tells you what the rim has been like for Windy City here over the last 24 or so hours. The rim has just been their friend and letting that ball just dwindle on it.
He's running the fast break, kicks it back to Farrakhan Hall for three. Yes, sir. Little quick 3-5-point run to start the second quarter. Wilder, two-man game with Farrakhan Hall. Hall thinks about the three, puts the ball on the ground, and a nice finish with the left hand.
One from 0 to 100 in the speedometer real quick does Farrakhan Hall into the paint for two.
Octias kicks it over to Walt Lemon Jr., who kicks it down to CJ Fair, working on the block against Poirier. Nice hop step and gets a nice left-handed finish at the rack.
Beautiful move down to the paint from CJ Fair. That's something that you like to see, a little iso ball action there, and the Windy City Bulls extend their lead to 12.
Highlights courtesy of our in-studio engineer and highlight content creator, Brian Singleman. Studios of SportsTownChicago.com. Our Windy City Bulls halftime show underway. Windy City leads at 63-46 over to the Capital City Go-Go. Alongside Aaron Shallon, Fidel Dominguez, I'm Ryan Fahey. And guys, I said it right as the first half was coming to the end, and it usually the broadcaster jinx would reverse it, but it actually worked in my favor. Michael Mulder with that late three to make it 63-46. Aaron, he has 17 points on the night, 5 of 6 from downtown. It is just so refreshing to see the Kentucky product do oh so well from behind the arc.
It's obviously, it hasn't just been Mulder. The team is 10 of 14 from behind the three-point line in the first half. And to me, that's probably been the single biggest factor in this first half, is that they're getting contributions from everybody. 8 of the 9 players that have played in the first half scored.
And not to have this be diminished, though, as a value as well here, Fidel, and I'll turn this to you. CJ Fair at 19 minutes on 3-6 shooting. 8 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He needs 2 points and 4 assists to go already for a triple-double.
Oh, absolutely. And he's making some good contributions with the rebounding. And if he gets those 2 points, the triple-double, I believe he could get it.
And you look at it from the side of Capital City now, as Aaron, I'll flip this back to you. Troy Brown, who received a technical foul earlier back in the first half for some fouls he wasn't getting, he's got 11 points on 4 of 8 shooting. And the first-round pick for the Washington Wizards, we were a little concerned that, you know, he was going to be a big factor so far. But the combined effort of Fair, Kilgore, and Sampson has really kind of shut him down to a certain degree. And that's been a positive thing for the defensive side of things for Windy City.
Yeah, Windy City has actually done a fantastic job on the defensive side of the ball tonight, not just on Brown, but on McCray, who they've clearly frustrated in the first half. He's only 3-9 shooting. He's got 3 fouls in the first half. He was essentially a non-factor in the first 24 minutes.
Yeah, and another factor that was coming off the bench is one of the other two-way players in Devin Robinson. 7 points on 3 of 8 shooting. Missed one shot from downtown. 1-2 at the line. Only 2 rebounds and an assist. Some of the guys we were looking at here tonight that we thought were going to have big impacts,
it really hasn't been that way for Capital City, which is a good thing for Windy City fans.
Right, of course. I mean, in addition to the stat you just called out for Robinson, he's also a minus 16 in only 12 minutes, which means defensively he's not getting it done either, as Windy City has been shooting. Windy City shot almost 55% in the first half.
Continuing on here to your point, let's get to your guys' second half keys, because there really hasn't much that we need to see this team really improve upon. But if there is one facet, and Fidel, I'll get to you in a moment, but Aaron, if there's one thing you want to see Windy City continue on, that would be what?
That would be to continue to make the extra pass and not rush on offense. They've got 17 assists on 24 baskets in the first half, and that's what they need to continue doing. They need to continue passing the ball, continue sharing the ball, not forcing anything, and continuing to look for that open shot.
And Fidel, I'll turn to you now.
I would say the same thing that Aaron said, spread the wealth, but I would say one thing. Keep up the intensity on defense and keep Capital City frustrated, because that will derail their comeback.
And for Capital City, as you mentioned, you know, you don't want them to try and come back. We saw some flurries in that first half where they tried to get on a run, and that's been their staple over the last two games on their three-game road trip that they're finishing off here tonight with. And Windy City kind of said, no soup for you in that department.
Yeah.
I think the best thing that Windy City did to keep the go-go from making that run is limiting the go-go to one shot. There were a couple of instances where the go-go had multiple opportunities on the offensive glass, but for the most part, Windy City did a great job on the glass. They're actually out-rebounding the go-go in the first half, which is not par for the course, as go-go normally out-rebound their opponents by almost five per game, and Windy City is usually out-rebounded. So those tables have been turned tonight.
Now, there is one thing that I'm going to be looking out for here in the second half. In terms of the second chance points, both teams have six. Windy City only has had two second chance opportunities to get second chance points. Capital City has had nine second chance opportunities.
Yeah, they did. Capital City did have eight offensive rebounds in the first half, and that is something that Windy City's going to have to do a little bit better job of in the second half to keep Capital City from getting back in the game.
Windy City Bulls led by as much as 19. Go-Go led by as much as 2. We've had 5 lead changes, and one time we were tied. Guys, as always, thank you for the analysis. I'll see you guys back here for the post-game show. Hopefully a victorious one at that.
Hopefully.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Fidel Dominguez, Aaron Shell. They'll be back for the post-game show. We'll get you set for second half action for Windy City Bulls basketball as Derek Tate and Rob Hill will have the call for you, along with myself, as the second half will be coming your way next on the other side of this timeout on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.